of your mix.
Okay, today's daf is daf Nun Vav, and we're holding right at the top. These daf team have been very nicely organized to give us Mishnah to Mishnah. It's really a lot of fun. So Zokta Elik Mishnah. Hanoder minat bayit mutar ba'aliyat. Somebody who offers a bayit on himself is nonetheless allowed to be nene from a second story.
In the same building.
Mm-hmm. Remember that the aliyah is not the way we view an aliyah. It's just going up the stairs to your second story. It was like a separate kind of building where you climb, like what we would call an attic kind of thing. Climb up a little ladder and so on. That's not called the house. So says Rabbi Meir. B'chachamim omrim aliyah b'chlal habayit. No, once you ask the house, the aliyah is brought to the house. But the other way around, obviously, if you just watched a horror movie and you usher addicts on yourself, so then you're allowed to go into the house.
In the movie, they don't. They hear the noise and they want to go see what it is.
Always.
Mantana. Okay, so who would be the author of the following braita that seems to relate to this issue? What other issues could possibly be involved in determining whether an aliyah is part of the house? He immediately strikes it as two possibilities. One would have to do with buying and selling. So in other words, if you sell a house, does that include the aliyah by definition? Can you tell somebody, here's the house and it's really an aliyah? That type of question. And then there would be the issue, there's only one other place where houses are central as a house, and that is when it comes to tzarat batim. Now the following braita appears in the sugi of tzarat batim, and it says over there, when it says in the Torah, bebeit eretz achuzatchem, natati nega tzarat, bebeit eretz achuzatchem, that word, bebeit, is coming to be marbe et hayitziyah. The word yitziyah over here is a problem, because a yitziyah, as opposed to the way we use it today, where it's like a balcony and so on, it actually used to mean sort of a little shed that would be added to the outside of the house, or maybe that accounts for the modern usage. It could also mean a little place like a patio that you surround with windows and sit outdoors. But it's not really part of the house. And actually, the Torah Kohanim says exactly the opposite. It darshins kirot habayit v'lo b'kirot hayitziyah. Therefore, many of the Rishonim, and the Gra also changes the gears based on this, say it does not mean to say yitziyah. This is an error. It should say tzavua, even a painted house. And the reason that is, it strikes you as being strange, but why not in a painted house? But the truth is that dyed begadim are not mekabel tumat negayim. And we learn that from the pasuk. So you might think, since the nega, after all, is a function of color, that's the way in which we determine the nega, anything that isn't a natural stone, just like anything that isn't a natural fabric, is not included. Kamash malan, that even if it's painted, it can still get a nega. That's the way they understand the gears to be.
Even if it's colored, is it painted the same color as the original color, or does it have to be noticeably different than its original?
No, I need to be able to see the nega, but it doesn't matter that the house is painted, as long as I can see the nega. So now, who would be the author of this braita? Says Rav Chista, well, it's got to be Rabbi Meir, because according to Rabbi Meir, there, if not for the pasuk, there's a basic distinction between an aliyah and a bayit. So if I didn't have the pasuk, I wouldn't know that an aliyah is part of a bayit. But if it's going according to Rabbanon, I thought the Rabbanon Armish to say that aliyah b'chlal abayit. So what would be the point of the pasuk within a pasuk? If the pasuk says abayit, then abayit means an aliyah. So you don't need an extra pasuk telling me b'abayit to be marbe an aliyah too. So lomeli kra bebeit l'ribuye. None of that's necessary. Abaye Omar, that's not necessarily much of a diuk. It could work out according to the Rabbonin as well. You'd still need a pasuk. Why? Because Salka da Techa Mina, note that the pasuk says, Bebeit Eretz Achuzatchem. Now that could be understood as meaning something that is mechubar to the Oretz, the michbar ba'ar. So that's what the Torah is referring to, is called a bayit. That's called shmei bayit. But an aliyah, which is not in Eretz Achuzatchem, halo michbar ba'ara. So therefore, since it's not mechubar to the ground, maybe without the pasuk I would have said. It's all very nice for Nadarim, it's considered to be one thing, but when it comes to Tzarat, where the Torah says it has to be part of the ground, maybe it wouldn't be Tomei. Comes along the Pasuk Bibet to tell me even the Aliyah is included, and that's Shrafilu Rabbanan. Kaman Ozla Hadi Amar Avuna Parchia Mishmeidu Ula, how about the other issue? The other issue would be business, buying and selling. So who would be the author of the following? Ravuna Barchia quoted Ula as saying, if a person tells a buyer, buy it bivetai, ani mocher lecha, I am selling you a house among my properties, leaving it undefined. So mar'eu aliyah, he can present him an aliyah and say, this was the property you bought. It's always a good idea to look before, you know. But they promised him a good deal, an aliyah, it was the sochnut, you know. Okay, so. So the beds were only 50 centimeters wide. But you can show him an aliyah. So taima, the only reason you can show him an aliyah is because you said this extra language. Buy it bivetai, some house or another. But had you say, I'm selling you a home, so then you couldn't show him an aliyah. You'd have to show him something that's on the ground. So taima the amale, buy it shib bivetai ani mocher lecha. If you would have just said, look, you're going to buy a house, buy it, stam. Ain't no mareo aliyah, then you can't show him an aliyah. That lechaora would be only going aliyah to Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir says that stam bayit does not include aliyah. No, this could be afilu rabbonan. You don't understand. When it says if you can show him an aliyah, it doesn't mean you can show him a second story. It says you can show him only the best, not you can show him even the best. It's not telling you that the mocher has got the upper hand, and the poor lokeach has got to accept whatever you give him. It's saying the lokeach has the upper hand. Because when you add the word, a house from my houses, it means the best. I'm going to show you the house from all of my houses. That's the way the guy takes it. And if that's the case, it's saying exactly the opposite. You've got to show him the mu'uleh, not the aliyah. Right?
Caveat emptor kind of turned out.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that would be a libra rabban. By the way, about yesterday's sugi, I was thinking today, we say in tefillah, kol tevuata letova, right? In Birkat HaShanim. Mm-hmm. So tevua obviously means, we use it that way, we say, kol minei tevuata. So kol minei tevuata is like broken all types of tevuah. Just realize that as it was davening. Anyway, so the aliyah is mu'la shebebatim. Zok terei lekemishim. Hanodirman hamita mutar b'dargash. Someone who assers a bed would be allowed to sit on a dargash. What exactly a dargash is, that the Gemara is going to discuss. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Chachamim omrim, whereas the Chachamim say no, just like we said in the previous Mishnah. It's not actually a previous Mishnah. These are obviously three cases of the same Mishnah we're going to see. That a dargash is included in a mita, but a mita is not included in a dargash. Hanodirman hadargash mutar b'mita. Because we have types of things that are more broad, types of things that are more specific. So the mita is to the dargash, is the bayit, is to the aliyah. My dargash, but what exactly is a dargash? Omar Ula, a dargash is an arsa de gada. It's a god's bed. The word god meant the mazel. So the Gemara says, God gidi velo snoop, used to be an expression. May my mazel fly high. So God, it became in the Meshech HaDorot, from the original meaning of God as some type of mazel, it became an embodiment of some type of, deity. It's a very pagan kind of idea, God.
Not connected to the name of the show.
No, that's not a name.
No, but the Shevet, God.
No, not connected to Shevet.
No,
yeah, could be. Connected. Yeah, Gedi's jump. But it's not particularly the Masel Gedi. So it's an Arsa de Gada. So an Arsa de Gada was basically a decorative bed that was used like we have Kisei Shevet Yo. So they got a, it's a decorative bed to show that the mazel lives in this house, you know, but you don't use that bed to sleep on. So Amalei Rabbanan Ula. So Haditznan Kishen Mevarimoto. It says over here in the Mishnah, it describes the halachot of melech. So it says that the melech is an avel, and everybody's bringing him in his meal. So when they bring in the sudat avara, everybody else kala amesubim ala aretz. We may say ala dargash. It's very unusual. It's sort of the opposite of what's done with them with a regular avel. So over here, the melech retains his chashibut, and although everybody else is on the ground, he sits on a dargash. So now it really doesn't make any sense to talk about a dargash if it's an arsa degada in this, because it's absurd. Kula shata lo yativ ala. All year round, you would never think of sitting on the dargash. So now, all of a sudden, as an avel, we're going to put him on a dargash. I mean, it's crazy. Nobody ever sits. It's not meant for sitting. So if anything, I mean, if he's an avel, you'd want him to sit on something that is not higher class or beyond what you'd normally do. You'd want it to be less than you would normally do, right? So why in the world would you, anybody think of putting him on a dargash? It's crazy.
Being different than what would normally.
Ahu yuma yati bala. So as an avel, that's when we're going to put him on a dargash. Well, he seems it's just off the wall.
All we're trying to do is make him higher than everybody else, so they sit on the floor.
Yeah, so
halfway between an avel,
but certainly not a dargash. Matkis Farvina, what's so crazy about that? What's so crazy about that? We do actually treat an avel in a way which is greater than the way we would normally treat him. We do, in fact. How is that? Look. Do we every day, this guy's got to eat meat, he's got to drink wine. So, maybe he'll do it every day, maybe he won't. Lots of people can't afford it, they don't eat. What are we bringing him? As he comes back from the Beit HaKfarot, so we're bringing him a meal with meat and with wine. Why are we doing that? Ella, so that's not a problem. That is because we understand that an oval needs certain types of special care, and he needs to have a sense of comfort and a social context that's different than usual. So maybe the melech is put on the arse of the gada. That doesn't bother me. I don't think that's so crazy. But what I do think is we got a problem from another bride. Oh gosh, Tanya, dargash loya kofeu elazokfo. So an avel. Forget about the melech now. There's a dargash in the house. Normally there's a halach of kviat hamita. So all of the beds in the house are supposed to be overturned as a sign of the avelut. The dargash, however, was not overturned, but rather it was just put on its side, put up against the wall, instead of turning it upside down. Which implies it's not a normal bed. Because, e amrit arsi de gada, so then why wouldn't we overturn it? Vatanya, hakofet mitato, an avel who has to overturn his bed, lo mitato bilvado kofet, el kol mitot sheyesh lo betoch habayitu kofet. So if he's supposed to be showing the avelut in terms of overturning the bed, why would he not overturn an arsi de gada, assuming that it's a normal bed? No, look, gosh, but that doesn't bother me at all. If you have a bed that's used for storing dishes, I got a couch that's only used for storing, you know? You know, my books on the couch and junk on the
bed. It's a space issue.
No, that, exactly. So that kind of couch is not, it's not called a bed. So immediately, you get it to Kaleem, and it's basically a shelf. So you're saying, well, it was meant as a bed. Okay, but it's no longer a bed, it's a shelf. So that kind of thing, exactly, that kind of thing is no longer chayav kviat amita, rachmana litzlan. So zanar sedekah is also that type of thing. Is that really a mita? So a mita, miyuchedet lekelim, in tzarich lechafuta. But I got a question. If you want to look for questions, man, I got a question. Here's my question. Mikash or akash? Titani Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer dargash, matir karbitav v'nofil me'ilav. When it comes to a dargash, as we're trimming Gamliel, I disagree with you, that zokfo. What you do is you untie the bands, and it drops on its own, and that's the way you're kofed. Beds don't have bands that you untie, so it's obviously not a bed. If you're telling me a dargash is a typical arsa, just an arsa de gada, which is a regular bed. So where's the carbitin? What carbitin? Carbitin mitle? There aren't any carbitin. So therefore, it's obviously not an arsa de gada. Okay, so let's go back to square one. What is a dargash? Kiyata Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, he figured he would get more insights into the language there. What does the Mishnah mean? He went around to find out. He said, Shayote Lahumi Rabbanan, you know, I asked one of the Rabbanan over there, his name was Rav Tachlifa Bar Ma'arava, and he was an expert in things that are made from leather. And a dargash is fundamentally a leather covering. He told me, and he was Shkiach Peshukat at Saleh, he had a lot of business over there in the leather workers market. And he told me, you know what a dargash is? My dargash, it's an arsa de tzala. It's actually, it's a bed which is made with a leather support, and it's meant basically to be able to be easily portable and set up for your guests. So what you do is you have these pieces that you spread out, and then you tie a large leather apron around the edge, and that way you've got a quick bed, basically. So the leather acts as your mattress. You can put stuff on there and so on, but then you just fold it up. You just take the leather away, and there's nothing to it. That is a dargash, and that's why it has these things you can release. It's got these tabs you can release. We'll see the details. what do you call the things on the backpack that you wear? Your adjustable
straps.
They're just straps. Yeah. Okay. All right. So it's got these straps that you can release, and that's what the karbitava.
So this is, can I get Rav Shimon Gamliel?
Yeah. What? No, that works out fine. Rav Shimon Gamliel is saying it's something that's got these straps. So that must be what it is. Itmar ezu mita ezu dargash. The difference is like this: mita is misagino tal galba. And a dargash is misargino tomigufo. The difference is when you're making a bed, the weaving of the strings that they used to make to support whatever your mattress you were using. So they didn't use the metal things that we have today with springs in them. They used ropes. And the ropes, since they're meant to be permanent, they were put around the entire ends of the bed. What do you call that? There's the posts and then there's the
Sideboards.
Thank you. I've been driving me nuts all day. What is sideboards? I haven't heard that word in ages. So you put the ropes permanently around the sideboards. And they go around, up, back around the other side, back around again. And they're not meant to be taken off, so you put them on permanently. My shank, when it comes to an arsa, when it comes to a dargash, the strings are passed through a little hole and then tied, but they don't go over, they go inside, because you need to be able to pull it out. So it's too much trouble to do it every time, obviously. Says the Gemara, that can't be true.
And the dargash, no. Is not just sitting there as a bed the whole time on the side?
No. That's an arsa, that's the arsa de gada. We're no longer talking about an arsa de gada. Says the Gemara, that can't be true. Because Meitve, the Mishnah says in Kalim that Kli Eitz Me'ematai Bekablim Tuma. At what point are wooden Kalim, and it goes to different wooden Kalim there in the Perek, so what point do they consider to be completed? A bed and a cradle, a mitah, an arisa, is only after they are sandpapered. They used to use very natural sandpaper, which was fish skin. It was very fine sandpaper. So yeah, so mishi shufumbo or adag. So when you got your shark skin sandpaper, and you finished doing that work, so then it's now smooth and ready to be used. Why in the world would anybody do that if they're going to be covering it up anyway with the strings permanently? Seems like an awful lot of work for no purpose. So if you're telling me that a mitaz mistareget al gaba, who would waste their time being shofer? Lama li shifat or adag? So it's clear from the Mishnah that a standard mitah was not covered with strings. Therefore, we're going to have to explain it differently. Both a mitah and a dargash, actually the strings go through the wood, and then they're tied on the other side. The wood itself has to be smooth and pretty, because you do see the wood. So, haba habi gufan, the difference is like this. The mitah is ha'ulei ve'afuki be'bisnei. Because the mitah is meant to be a permanent construction, you push the strings directly through the wood in the hole, and then you tie it, because you're never going to pull it out again. That is an awful lot of work, because it's tight. So you don't want to do that on a portable bed, which is the arsa d'tzala. So there what you do is, you connect straps to the bed through those holes, but then you're left with a loop at the end, and then the leather connects to the loop, and that's the karbitin. That's why you could easily loosen it. So you just take it out of the loop. But you can't do that on a bed. Oh, my God. So therefore... So therefore, you've got the difference over here. Both are migufa. The dargashas are luye ve'afuki ve'avakta. So they go through the loops. And that's how it's easy. That's why Shimon Gamliel is saying, loosen the straps, because all you got to do is pull on the loop, and it'll fall by itself, and that will be the kviat hamita. Omre v'yakob barach omre, mita shenakli teha yotzin zokfa v'dayo. If you've got a bed that has a canopy bed, and it's a canopy bed with a single support for the canopy on either side, and then on top you have some piece of wood that connects into a V that's on top of the bed. Obviously, you can't turn that bed upside down because you're left with something sticking out in the middle. It's just going to roll from side to side. So what do you do with that? Zokfa, stick it up against the wall, and dayo, you don't have to turn it upside down because you can't turn it upside down. Omer Rav Yaakov bar Ili, Omer Rav Yehoshua ben Levi, when it comes to the dargash, indeed, halacha k'Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, and the dargash is not turned on its side, but rather it's released, and the leather will fall to the floor. The reason that the Rabbanan didn't want to turn the dargash upside down, now that we're understanding, it's an arsa d'tzala. I mean, before the arsa d'gada, I was, well, you know, okay, but an arsa d'tzala, why can't you just turn it upside down? It's very easy. The point would be because since it's leather, you don't want to ruin the leather by getting it damp against the floor. Remember, the floors were basically dirt. So because of that, yeah, they gave you a different halacha. Okay, whereas Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, you have to let it go, but there's no point in turning it upside down, just release it. You're on, dear President.
Dr. Hedy Commissioner.
I know, dear Minair, somebody asks himself to go into a city. What's the city? Mutar lekanes t'chumah shelu. It could certainly be within the t'chum of the city, which is the 2,000 amot, but asur lekanes l'ibura. You cannot go into the ibur of the city. Remember that the ibur is where the city gets pregnant, and that's the lush that we're borrowing, where it sort of fills out. How does it fill out? Because what we do is we draw a square around its furthermost extensions to northeast, southwest, and then we give it always 70 2/3 amot from the closest place. The last place, if there's a place within that amount of shear, which we derive very interestingly from taking a diagonal of the dinim that we derive from the Torah, and that area we fill in. So in other words, like when you're leaving Yerushalayim, you don't realize that when you get basically past Motza, you still haven't passed Hadassah Hospital over the hill. Because Hadassah, all the way on the south, is sticking out much further to the west. So you think you're long out of the city, but you're not long out, as you're still in the middle of the city. But that's because we draw a line from the edge of Hadassah, coming all the way across. This guy is really not going to...
Parking lot?
So he's allowed to come into the Tchum, but he's not allowed to come into the Ibur, which is the 70 Amot.
So it's measured from the outside in? Is that what we're saying?
Yeah. What do you mean the outside in? Is it extended outward from the city? You draw a line 70 Amot outwards from the furthermost extension of the house, and that area he can't come in. So if somebody asked it himself in Yerushalayim, so once he hits that point around, which is around Motza, house. We're talking about a city.
Okay.
He's outside of the city. Once he hits that point, he can't go any further into the city because he asked himself on that city.
Yeah.
That defines the city.
I was understanding the way we measured the city.
Okay, that details and everything, but basically we extend the city even in places where there's no homes. So So it extends outside of the furthermost home of the city, 70 amot, plus a little. So that's called the city. But the tchum, which is 2,000 amot past that, that's not called the city. So asur likanes libor. Aval, anoder min habayit, asur min ha'agaf liflin. The other way around, where somebody asks, I'm sorry, yeah. When it comes to a house, if somebody asks himself in a house, he's usher from the point at which the door would shut onward, but from, it's the agaf, the place where it hits against the edge. But from that point out, even though he's under, he may be under the wall still, like over there, a little bit sticking out. No, this, the door doesn't go all the way to the end. No, the door closes in the middle of the
wall.
So that area is okay, and it's only the place where from the point that the door would close at, which is the agaf lifni.
Is it the inside of the door or the outside of the door, right?
It's not the door, it's the place that the door would bang against.
The threshold.
Oh, the threshold.
No, the whole area is called the threshold. The door jam.
Ah.
Is actually. Minolan dibur de mata ke mata dami. How do you know that we should assume that the halacha is that the extension of a city has the shame of the city on it? Om Rav Yochanan is a beautiful pasuk. It says, "Vayibi yod Yoshua beYericho." Now you tell me how the heck Yoshua got into Yericho, and I'll be very excited. I mean, what do you say? He's in Yericho. What? He's literally in Yericho. Yilam of Yericho mamash. It says Yericho sogeret mesugeret en yotzei vein ba. What did he? You know, apparated into Yericho. What was he doing in Yericho? Elashmamina beiburah. So obviously the Torah is calling him in Yericho, despite the fact that it was only in the ibur of Yericho. Well, how do you know it's the ibur? Maybe it's the tchum. Ema filu betchuma. Ah, you can't, because the Torah defines the tchum as being outside of the city. Because it says umadotam michutz la'ir al paim ama. So then, if it's outside of the city, that defines the beautiful. So we're left with three things: the Etzem city, an extended area that's called the city, and then something that's outside of the city. So the area that's called the city is the Yibur. Hanoder min habayit, eino asur ela min ha'agaf milifni. So you're telling me again that min ha'agaf lechutz is not considered to be in the house. Once again, I have a problem from the dinim of Negayim, which are also built around what defines a house. Motiv Rav Mori. Rav Mori asks from the drasha on the pasuk, V'yatza ha-kohen min ha-bayit. So it says over here, the kohen should go out of the house, el petach ha-bayit, v'yizgir et ha-bayit. So the kohen closes up the house after he sees the nega. Now you might think V'yatza ha-kohen min ha-bayit means he should go home. He didn't go home to his own house. Yelech lebeito, v'yizgir. He pushes a button, the door slams. Or maybe he's got a long string, and he pulls the string and closes the door. Or maybe he's got a shliach that stands there, and he tells him on the cell phone, okay, close up. Whatever. But, I mean, he doesn't have to be at the house. No, Talmud Lomar, therefore it says, V'yatzak v'imin habayit el petach habayit. So he has to be standing by the door. Ah, so you might think, if that's the case, Yochli yamot tachat ha-mashkofi yaskir. So let him stand under the mashkov, outside of the door, and close the door the way you normally would. So you're in the area, which is still within the walls of the house, but it's outside of the door. You might think that's good enough. No, says the pasuk. Talmud Lomar, it says, V'yatza min habayit. You gotta get out of the house. Avshiyatza min habayit kolo. You have to get out of the entire house, which means that you cannot stand next to the door jamb. Harketzah, the only way to understand it is that he's omed bitzad ha-mashkof. He's standing next to the house on the outside of the mashkof. How do you say mashkof in the
lintel.
The lintel is the askupa.
No, lintel is the top.
Lintel is the top?
The
scoop
is
threshold is on. Okay, so then under the lintel.
Then why the mashkof was shocking yesterday, it should have been on top.
Yeah, right, it can't mean that. Yesterday we looked it out from Nishkefet, is that it's the threshold also, Mashkov. It's the whole area. The Yazgirs, you might think you have to.
The lintel.
Lintel. Yeah. So, lentils are edible, but lintels are probably not. So, Minayich Imalach Lebetov is gear. Oshamatachat Ashkof is Gir Shizgir Mugskar. How do we know the Bidiyavad, even if he went home and he pushed a button, or if he stood under the lintel, that lintel he would be okay? Talmud Lomar, there is a bit of lentils, and that's the shear of a derga, the size of a lentil. So, a little bit confusing.
And the time of being in the house is how long
you're eating. Vizgirat habayit mikol makom. Therefore, it adds vizgirat habayit. So he's saying vizgiro. So no matter how you did it, b'diavad would be okay. But anyway, it says over here that standing under the lintel is not considered to have left the house. And you're saying in the Mishnah that under the lintel, as long as you're outside of the jam, is leaving the house. How do you explain that? Apparently it's not like our Mishnah, right? No, not right. Because the point is that the Torah stressed over there, v'yatza min habayit. Instead of saying, v'yatza. I mean, obviously it was in the bayit looking at the thing, and he said, v'yatza. Oh, petach habayit. How else are you going to get the petach habayit unless you have some habayit? So since it adds min habayit, that means achi etzim min habayit kulon. You got to get completely out of that house, which means getting outside from underneath the lintel. But normally, that would be considered bepashtut, not in the house. So it's a special din in the goyim, which separates it from the halachas of the nedar. Hanoder min habayit mutar baliyad even rabbi meir v'chachom yomar mim aliyah bechlal habayit. Hanoder min aliyah mutar babayit. Mantana babayit l'rabot ata yitziyah. B'bayit rabot et ha'aliyah, Omer refizta or tzavua, Omer refizta ribi meri. Dir rabonin, amir rabonin, aliyah bichlal ha'bayit, lama likra b'bayit rubuyin. Abay Omer afilo teim rabonin, bo ikra. Sa'al kadayit ha'minu b'beit eretz achuzat chem k'tiv, which means that we mechubar ba'ara, and only that is shmei bayit, aliyah, lo mechaber ba'ara, k'man, and therefore it's anekud. K'man, ozo adayim marvun abarchim, b'shmei du'ula bayit b'veitai, ani mocher lecha, mar eyu aliyah. Time in the Omar Lay Bayit should be Beitai and Mocher Lechavo. Bayit Stam, Enomareo Aliyah. Lema Rabbi Meiri, Hatim Rabbanan. My Aliyah, Mula should be Batim. Ano Devan Amita Mutar Bedargash, Devan Rabbi Meir. Bechachamim or Mim Dargash Bechlal Mita. Ano Devan Adargash, Mutar Bemita. My Dargash, Amalar said the God, Amalar Rabbanan Lula. How the Tanshi Mevarino Tokalaam, Misubim Alarts, who may Savala Dargash. Does that make sense? Kula shata lo yati vala hu yuma yati vala of all crazy times. Matka lavina, why not? Of all crazy times. Midi dava bosa v'yayim. Kula shata. Ibo yachu li boi loach. Badafka, all crazy times. Avu yuma ana yavina lai. Lo hakash. The tanya, dargash, lo ya kofeo lo zokfo. V'ya vadarsa de gadu, vatana kofet mitato lo mitato vivaru kofeo lo kol mitot shishu batoha bayitu kofet. Alo kashu midi dava amita am yuchedet kevim. The Tanya, Imai Tam, Mitam, Yocheret Lekelin, Ein Tzarich Lefota. Ela Ikasha, Akasha. Hello? Ah, Ukfar Bifnim? As Ani Tzarich Lo Dialo. The tiny, my tummy, tummy, you had a kelim, ain't surface for tell you, ikasha, akash. The tiny, of Shemiam, the elementary, the gash, matir, karbitavun of a male, if a dargash is an arse of the gadahu, what karbitin? There's no karbitin, me karbitin eat like. Kyoto, Robin, or my shit, a little bit of a bonner of Tachlifa, Barma, Robishme, that the shell, Peshuk at the tzali. The omarly, you know what a dargash is? My dark is an arse of the tzala. It raiseo, mitave, zeo dargash, and rebiram ya, mitam, besaginot al gaba. Whereas a dargash misaginoto migufo. Meitve, clay eight, me, matamikabdin tuma, mitava, arisa, mishi, shufim, bi or hadag, the imita, mistareget, al gaba, lomali shifat or hadag, nobody's ever gonna see it. Elohava, migufana, obviously. Mita, you do it once, so I only the afuki bebezine. But a dargash, which is meant to be used all the time and taken apart, there are only the afuki beafkata, and the afkata themselves are in the holes. Omrav Yaakov Baracha Omarabi Mitash Naklitea Yotzin Zokva V'dayo. That's true according to everybody. Omrav Yaakov Barino Omrav Yoshua Ben Levi. When it comes to the Dargash Alachak Raban Shimon Ben Gamliel, Anodir Mina Ir Mutali Kanes LeTechuma Shel Ir Vasuli Kanes LeIbura. Aval Anodir Mina Ben Abayit Asur Mina Gaf Lifni. Minolan the Ibur the Matakamata, Dom Yam Rebyochan, Dom Akro, Vayi Beyod Yosho Biricho. Now I ask you, my Biricho. I mean, obviously, Ilemi Riho, Mamash, it's absurd. Voktivi Riho, Sugerta, Musugerta, and Yotsevein Bal, Shmamina the Ibura. How do you know it's Ibura? I'm a filu betchuma. No, because Aktivit Chuma is beferish umi madotam michutz leir. It's got to be something in between, which could only be the ibur. Hanoder min abayit eno asur elam min agaf lefnim. Avo min agaf lechutz lo. Motiv remore, so why does it say v'yatzaka min abayit? Yocha yelech lebeitov v'yazkir tamadom al petach abayit. Yeo petach abayit yochu yamot tachat amashkof v'yazkir tamadom al min abayit. That's just min abayit kulo. Okay, tzad, omeid betzad amashkof v'yazkir. Minayin shiro lach lebeitov v'yazkir oshama tachat amashkof v'yazkir shesgiro muzgar tamadom al v'yazkirot abayit. Mikomako, but anyway, you see that lechatchil, it's not called leaving the house until you get out from under the lintel. Shine gave bayit echtiv mina bayit, achi etse mina bayit kulom.